Dr. Patel. She, after receiving her master's in public health, Dr. Patel completed a research fellowship in tobacco control. For the past 7 years, Dr. Patel has been focusing her research on cancer prevention and advocacy at UCLA with an emphasis on tobacco use prevention. She is currently in a doctoral program at UCLA working on how the built environment is related to health behaviors and related to cancer prevention. She is also actively involved in community advocacy for tobacco control and serves as the vice chair for the LA County Tobacco Free Coalition, which is the largest known coalition in the U.S. Welcome.
So I did update my bio, but a little too late. So I finished my doctoral degree at UCLA this year, and I'm currently with the National Cancer Institute doing a cancer prevention fellowship. So thank you all for being here. I'm going to switch gears a little bit. We have heard some really great national policy related to food and nutrition, and now I'm going back into tobacco, which is, I think, where a lot of the support for doing a lot of policies that are related to health behaviors started. So I'm really excited because, so this research is using GIS to map the geographical distribution of tobacco use policies and what implications it may have for local health department strategic planning. But I actually got into this because I was working on my dissertation with the homeless population in Los Angeles County, and one of the things I wanted to look at was policies related to tobacco use that might impact them. And I realized there's a lot of health disparities that especially the homeless population are dealing with, and I was wondering, what is the distribution in LA County of these policies? So before I get started, I have no relationships to disclose. Now that I'm at the NCI, the views of this talk are my own and do not necessarily represent the views of NCI or the government. So now I can say whatever I want. So today's presentation is going to describe these GIS methodologies that can be used to better understand the geographical distribution of tobacco-related policies, and also explain how this methodology can be used to identify neighbors that are at high risk for tobacco use, and how local health departments can understand how policies can be used to help direct tobacco control activities to reduce health disparities. So that's the ultimate goal of my research. A little bit of background. So in our research in the past, we've seen that by making environments smoke-free, tobacco control policies reduce tobacco-related disease. That's not very shocking. We've heard of a tax on cigarettes, and, there are reduced rates. So what it really is that smoke-free environments encourage cessation, and they also discourage initiation. So we have two different things working to reduce tobacco use prevalence. And neighborhoods with fewer tobacco control policies may increase the residents' risk of tobacco-related disease, because if there's fewer policies, they have more access and they have more of an environment in which they can smoke. So despite overall increases in tobacco control policies, the geographic distribution of these policies has been really uneven, which we'll see, with disparities increasing in communities that lack strong tobacco control regulations. So it's great that we're moving forward with tobacco control policies, but we really have to be mindful that it's actually impacting the communities that need it the most. So tobacco control policies have proliferated as evidence accumulates that they actually affect tobacco use and cessation. And varying groups and communities have worked for more legislation at the state and local levels to curtail tobacco accessibility. In fact, the Institute of Medicine in 2007 called for states to limit the number of tobacco retail outlets for the sole purpose of reducing tobacco use initiation through reduced access. And policy activists have started to organize communities to work together to adopt zoning regulations and conditional use permits, which may limit sales of tobacco products near schools. And so youth are a really big population that can be impacted with tobacco policies. And the evidence is that policies do affect tobacco use and cessation. So this is research from the past, which in California seems like old news, but around the country is still very relevant. People working in settings where work sites are smoke-free, and they have policies for that, are twice as likely to quit smoking. So that alone was a really good finding that just shows that worksite policies do make a difference. And then we see that policies that advocate for the licensing of tobacco retailers also restrict tobacco sales to minors. And so, again, more licensing means more of the ability to enforce and actually see who is selling tobacco. And so, why is this important? Well, the perceived environment of school policies is positively related to community norms. And so, an example of school policies mediate the relationship between community norms and student smoking beliefs. What that means is policies are changing norms, and we see that in other realms like the food environment, but tobacco especially. Before, you would be able to see people smoking in every place, hospitals included, and now you would be shocked if your doctor was smoking in the office with you, right? Maybe not at restaurants yet all across the country, but in California, you can't smoke indoors. So some of the methods that I'm going to talk about right now, I use city-level policy data, which was obtained through the LA County Department of Public Health from the Tobacco Control and Prevention Program. And most of this is at the community level or the local smoking level in LA County, but it does vary by city and jurisdiction, which I'll explain when we see the maps. And then many of these were implemented only at the city level and some were at the county level. So an example of a county level might be the outdoor smoking legislation. So all of the major tobacco use policies that were adopted by cities through early 2014 were compiled and geocoded at the city level, and I did a hotspot analysis, which I'll explain, that was conducted to identify areas with fewer policies, or what we would call deserts lacking policies. And so I joined current smoking prevalence from the 2011 LA County Health Survey in ArcGIS. And so a little bit more about the hotspot analysis. I'll try not to bore you too much, but I think it's a really interesting tool because it identifies spatial clusters that are significantly higher or lower than in neighboring locations. So in this case, we're talking about cities that have, with respect to the number of tobacco control policies or the type of tobacco control policies that they've passed. So when we do a hotspot analysis, there's a statistic called the Moran's Eye that is calculated, and we're testing to see whether there is spatial autocorrelation. And so that's telling us, is it statistically significantly different from neighboring cities to have policies or not in this area? And so the null hypothesis for this test is that the statistic is equal to zero. So we actually want to reject it if we want to say there are areas that are lacking or have increased policies. And this will make a little bit more sense when we go through the maps. And so I do want to tell you a little bit about service planning areas. In LA County, if any of you are familiar, it's actually split up into 8 distinct regions. And these regions are used to assess health indicators related to everything from nutrition, physical activity, to sexual health behaviors, like any sort of health indicator. And it's based at the census tract level, so that means it's not necessarily represented at the city level. So census tracts, for those of you who are not familiar, are this way of breaking up a geographic location that the census uses to capture data. And so they're supposed to be similar in demographics to one another in terms of size. But that doesn't mean, I mean, who here knows what census tract they live in? Most people don't. So it's not really a useful tool when it comes to planning for policies. So just to give you an idea, this is a map of LA County, and you'll see the 8 distinct regions. And so there are larger and smaller areas because the population size in more rural areas is spread out, obviously. And so I'm going to jump to the results section, and I looked at several different types of tobacco control policies. I'm going to go through the first 5, which is comprehensive smoke-free outdoor areas. So what that really means is that you cannot smoke in outdoor areas anywhere in this jurisdiction, wherever it's passed. And so there are 14 local policies like that in LA County. We have smoke-free multi-unit housing. You'll see that the N is only 8 out of, you know, the large number of cities in LA County, but that actually is a very high number because this is a newer policy. So what this means is you cannot smoke in your apartment complex, for example, if your city has passed this. A lot of these cities have grandfathered in this rule, so if there was a smoker already living there, then they're not kicked out necessarily, but new tenants can't be there. Then we have outdoor dining. So this is at a restaurant, but in the outdoor patio area, they're not allowed to smoke. Also a newer legislation that's been passing. We have smoke-free parks and smoke-free beaches, which are pretty self-explanatory. And then I did look at tobacco retail licensing. That refers to whether a city has legislation of whether they require places that sell tobacco to have a license. And so the license fee actually goes towards education, enforcement, and just brings in money for the city to help look at these things. There's a lot of work being done in LA County for tobacco retail licensing, so I didn't take a look to see hotspots there. And then e-cigarette tobacco use and vaping is a new area. So I didn't go through the maps with that, but it is something very interesting to look at for future research. So for the results of the hotspot analysis, I combined all the city-level policies using Moran's Eye. I found a Z-score of 4.48, and it was significant statistically. So what this signifies is that city policies are clustered, and the chances of this clustered pattern being random is less than 1%. So let's take a look. So first, I just mapped out the rates at the spa level of smoking within each of the service planning areas. And so for the purposes of this, red is bad, green is good, yellow is okay. And so we see that, you know, Spa 1 has the highest rate of smoking at 15.6%. Spa 4, which is the central city, Los Angeles City area, has a 14.9%. And so we see a range of rates of tobacco, and the nicest green area is on the west area where places like Santa Monica are, and Calabasas, and UCLA, so very affluent areas. And so then the next thing I did was look at current policies. So I combined outdoor policies, smoke-free parks, comprehensive policies, multi-unit policies, and smoke-free beaches to see, okay, what does a chloroplast map look like? Just to see, the darker red it is, that means it's lacking policies, and the lighter it is, that means it's doing pretty good because there's a lot of areas that aren't lacking policies. And so you see, you know, there's this pocket at the very top right here. That's Lancaster, a very rural area, so you'll see a lot fewer policies. And then this area where UCLA is, UC Lake, it's pretty light. So, you know, there's a range. So I thought, okay, let's combine these. And I did notice, okay, so this area has five policies and a smoking rate of 10.9 versus 0 to 1 policies, and that's a 15.6% rate of smoking. So you do see, like, there is something going on, but you can't tell if it's statistically significant or not. So I did some hotspot analysis. And so looking at the comprehensive policies, what this basically shows me is blue is good, red is bad, and so here we see there are areas that actually are doing really well compared to surrounding areas like Pasadena and Glendale and Burbank, which makes sense. And then there's areas like Pomona and Diamond Bar, which are a bit more further out from most of LA County, and they are lacking policies. And then this area right here by Norwalk and Whittier, which, again, lower SES groups tend to be in these areas. And so you see that there's some pockets for just a total number of comprehensive policies. Now, I separated them out by multi-unit housing. And so here we see not that many areas, most of it is red because not that many people have multi-unit housing policies. But when we look at this hotspot analysis, you actually see LA County is doing pretty good in most of these areas that are blue. They're doing a lot better. And part of it is this area right here is LA City, and so LA City is starting to adopt things related to multi-unit housing, and so, you know, they're getting better at it. Now we look at outdoor policies, similar map, there's LA County, but now you see this area that I mentioned that's a little bit more affluent, especially Palos Verdes down here and Malibu and, you know, places you've heard of when you hear of LA County, doing pretty well compared to surrounding areas of El Monte, Whittier, Pomona. This whole area is lacking policies related to outdoor dining. And so this shows that there's a lack of policies in this area. And then again with smoke-free parks, we're doing okay countywide because there are some county legislation things that have passed. But surprisingly, because in this area, Calabasas has a really good policy, we see there's this area that does have a lack of policies. We see some areas over here. And so this just gives you an idea of, for policymakers, what are areas that we can address in terms of figuring out where should the next policy go. So some of the limitations I do want to mention on this is the data is not available on tobacco use rates at the city level. So it was originally sampled from the LA County Health Survey at the census tract level to be representative of the service planning areas. And so I did use a proxy, which I didn't show here, from the 2007 LA County Health Survey to look at small area estimation is what they did to extract to the city level. But because it was a little bit older, I didn't show some of these maps. And I think the next step would be to look at things at the city level. But we don't have that data. And so the other limitation is, this is all fun to show maps, but cities lacking policies may not be ready for policy change, and that may be because they lack infrastructure, there may be a lack of community buy-in, there may be other issues that they're dealing with, there may be a lack of support from local legislators. So really quickly, I want to mention a story. I was the vice chair of the LA County Tobacco Free Coalition, and I've remained up until my move with the coalition, and one of our community members lives in the Alhambra area, and he was really trying to push forward some policies there. There are some members of the city council who are involved with, let's just say, not great things, and there are some gangs that are in the Chinese community over there, which are paying off city council members. So even though they were agreeing to it one-on-one, during the votes, they would never agree to tobacco policies. And so this was like an issue that he brought up. And so even though there may be buy-in at the local level with like people in the community, maybe the city council isn't quite there. So there's a lot of issues. So future directions, I definitely want to do analyses at the city level with the 2011 LA County Health Survey. And I think it'd be really good to involve LA County in drafting health surveys. But when I say LA County, I mean this for any sort of local health department. I think it's good to involve them to make it representative at the city level, because I think that's really what's more important than if we look at spas or something. It's a little too spread out. And further analyses will address tobacco control policies throughout California. So this was an ecological analysis, so you know I can't look at individual data, but I think it does aid in strategic planning, and the preliminary results highlight that hotspot areas in LA have relatively fewer tobacco control policies, and so these results can assist local health departments in strategic planning and can be useful for groups like the Coalition for Tobacco Free Los Angeles County and policymakers. And so in conclusion, maps and tables are really good to convey different aspects of tobacco control data. We had some of our speakers talk about how maps can be really effective communication tools, and so it's a good way to track tobacco control efforts or any sort of policy efforts. But more than that, I think it's a good communication tool for our community, and to be like, look at this red spot here. Like, we don't have resources in this area, or we don't have policies that will help impact our communities. And so I think GIS mapping is a good tool to identify neighborhoods most in need of tobacco control policies. I'd like to quickly acknowledge the LA County Tobacco Control and Prevention Program, especially Anina Pocathanam, I can't say your last name, and Monty Messick and Linda Aragon, who've been extremely helpful in my time when I was at UCLA getting some of this data. And the LA County Office of Health Assessment does the LA County survey, and I've been talking to some of them about how to, you know, get some of these data points. The Coalition for Tobacco Free Los Angeles County did my dissertation research through the California Tobacco Related Disease Research Program, and I'd also like to thank the NCI Cancer Prevention Fellowship Program that allowed me to come here and continue this research. So this is my contact info. Thank you so much, everyone. That's a great question. So I actually did include unincorporated areas into my analyses, and I think some of these areas, you can see, I mean, it's really hard to see on this map, and I apologize, but they do say unincorporated. I made sure to label that only to show, you know, actually that was that area which was really red here with lacking policies with parks, I believe. And it is because it's unincorporated, so it would have to be an LA County-wide policy to actually move forward. So great point. Thank you. Yes. That's an excellent question, and I think people have been trying to figure that out for a long time. So GIS would be an excellent tool for that because you could look at trends over time and see, okay, were there hotspots before? Where are we now? What are the rates of tobacco use? And again, we are lacking that data at the individual level on tobacco use rates, and I think that would be the next step to really push that forward. So excellent point.
Include that in your next
study. Sounds good. That'll be my next study on the side. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.